I benefit from high-class competition. I've been dogged by the competition, bested by the competition a couple times, but I've had my licks too, and we managed to hold our own.
To overtake Rockefeller as the richest man in the country, Carnegie can't just be a profitable steelmaker. He's got to be the most profitable. And for that, he needs an edge. He sets his sights on a struggling steel mill outside Pittsburgh, with plans to make it the largest in his steelmaking empire. Carnegie invests millions, retooling the plant to turn out more structural steel than any other mill of its size. The Homestead Steelworks is a true modern marvel. But it can't operate without manpower.
One of the huge costs in a steel mill was labor. Carnegie knew that to stay profitable, he had to keep costs low. And the only way to keep costs low was to reduce wages and increase working hours.
To keep profits growing, Carnegie needs to continue cutting costs, including wages. But he's also determined to repair his image. Something he can't do in the midst of a labor dispute. So he turns to his chairman to do the dirty work.